Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The scripture is coming to you out of Psalm 34. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt. A song that resonates in my spirit, glory be to God, that he just dropped on me 4:30 on yesterday morning. It still stays, glory be to God. It lines up with this scripture. I will bless you, Lord, at all times. I will bless you, Lord, at all times. In the morning, afternoon, even at night. I will bless you, Lord, at all times. We will bless you, Lord, at all times. We're on one accord. We will bless you, Lord, at all times. Glory be to God. In the morning, afternoon, even at night, we will bless you, Lord. We will thank you, Lord. We will honor you, Lord. Glory be to God. You've been so good to us. We will bless you, Lord, at all times. Glory be to God. Lord, we just thank you that we enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We lift you high. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
my God. Ooh, glory be to God. I thank you for your breath. I thank you for your sound. We will bless you, Lord. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. You are magnificent, awesome. You're the all-knowing God. There is no other like you. Will never be another like you. You are the one true God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. How precious is your loving kindness towards us, Father. We truly thank you for your mercy, your grace. Glory be to God. You are our mighty tower, Father God. Hallelujah. We run to you for safety, my God. Anywhere, anything or anything that we've done to offend your word, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anywhere, anything that has caused us to go astray. As we're fasting and praying in this hour on one accord, Father God, we desire to line up with your word, Father. Anywhere, anything, Father, we ask you to forgive us. We put our trust in you, Father God. We don't put our trust in riches or man. Yes, Lord. Ask you to forgive us. You are Lord of lords and King of kings, my God. You are the one true God, Master, maker of all things, Father. You are our source and you create resources, Father God. We come to you truly repentant with our heads bowed down, my God, kneeling at your throne, kneeling at your feet. Yet you tell us to come boldly. As you sit at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Thank you, Father, that you hear us case every situation, case by case, situation by situation. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. You're nigh unto us, Father. Hallelujah. We wouldn't even want to think about where we would be without you. Your loving kindness, your sweetness. Oh, how beautiful are the feet of him, you, who bring good news. Bring that good news to us, Lord, about the things that you have for us. You know the plans that you have for us. Ah, prosperous, never heard of harm. We're excited about what you're doing today, Father. We're excited about who you are in our lives. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, which art in heaven. You are, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We take time to praise you on today. With the miracles that you have for us, we got to take time to praise you, Lord. You're blessing us in this season, Father God, with so many things outside of what you say. If we looked at it in the natural, we would run and hide. But you said, come. Occupy until you come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. You're worthy. Worthy to be praised. We magnify you. Glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to keep our tongues from evil. Keep our hearts from evil, because we know this heart can do some things and go some places. Hallelujah. Wash us, purge us, purify us, Father, as we go forward, Father God. We're already in the new year, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you say for us to finish up strong. Hallelujah. So as we're going through these days, Father God, to take us to that place, Father God, as we celebrate. Hallelujah. Thank you for already doing what you said you would do, Father God. You would prosper us. You would bring us to a great place. You would keep us healthy. Thank you for keeping us healthy, Father God, when so many are falling to the devices of the enemy because they can't see your hand. Your hand is upon us. Supernaturally keeping us, Father God, from all hurt and harm, Father God. We thank you for Psalms 91. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I thank you I bless you. I worship you. I magnify you, Father. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord. You're so good to us. Just want to take time, hallelujah, take time to worship you. Hallelujah. You know what we need, and you've already answered every prayer. You've already prepared a door for every prayer that's going forth today. We worship you in advance, Father God. We sow a seed of worship to you, of love and appreciation to you. Hallelujah. For the sick and the shut-in, hallelujah, we worship you for what you're doing by their bedside. For the downtrodden, for the depressed, we worship you, Lord, because you're lifting them up out of that dark place. Hallelujah. We know we look through a glass jar darkly, Lord, but you see everything in these hearts and minds. God bless you. We love you for what you're doing on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing on today. And we give you that sound of victory because we know you are Abba. You are our master. Hallelujah. You are our Father. We have intimacy with you. We have a relationship with you. We've seen you work in our lives time and time again. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing our Father can't do. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory! Hallelujah. Bless you at all times, God. Love your sound, Father God. We love how you're sticking your territory, Father God, and making your presence known. You have put your foot on the enemy's neck. Hallelujah. As we go forward in this, hallelujah, in this prayer, and the intercessors go forward, bless each and every one of them for, Father, for what they give out today, Father God. I ask you to supernaturally fill them back up even before they are done. Give them the desires of their heart, Father God, the dreams that they've had, hallelujah. Let them come to full fruition, Father God. Bless the man of God, hallelujah, the overseer, Dr. LaRon Matthews, prophet to the nation, and I thank God, my pastor. I thank you for him, Father. I thank you for what you have in him. I thank you for what you put out of them. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that the students have showed up and truly the teacher is here. Hallelujah. We're hungry for you, Father. We're that deer that panted by the water, anxious for nothing but ready for all you have for us, Father. Let us be keen to what you say today, Father, and walk in your truth. Let us have ears to hear what thus saith the Lord today. Hallelujah. Have your way. Beautiful. Have your way, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just come thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your presence, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, in our lives. We thank you, God, for your presence, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even on this line today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, oh God, in the lives of your people everywhere, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for, oh God, hallelujah, how you woke us up on this morning to see another day, Father God, a day we've never seen before, Father God, a day full of new mercies, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your favor that has already gone out before us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your grace, Father God, that is sufficient, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and ever present in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we thank you, God, for your sound, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the sounding of the shofar, Father God. We thank you, God, for, oh, God, the big cry, Father God, as the shofar was blown, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, over these airways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for victory, victory, victory for your people, oh, God, and we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you will pour back in to Evangelist Teasley, Father God, all that she poured out, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for you fine-tuning her sound, Father God, all the more, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you breathing your breath upon her as she blows out your breath, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the sound coming out of her, breaking through, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God, destroying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every work of the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, destroying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and breaking every stronghold, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and shifting the very atmosphere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So we give you praise and glory and honor for our sister, Father God, our mother, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in Zion, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you are right now just strengthening her body, strengthening those lungs, strengthening her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're touching her body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that any aches and pains, Father God, that they are being eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that you're moving on those things that concern her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those things she had up before you, Father God. We thank you, God, that it's already done, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are blessed and are coming and going, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your riches and glory, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, being manifested in her life, Father God. And we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor on today for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the blowing of the shofar. Oh, God, and we just want to bless you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, even for, Father God, our overseer on today, Father God, Prophet LaRon Matthews. Oh, God, we thank you for him, Father God. We thank you, God, for you strengthening him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you touching him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for victory in every area of his life, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for divine protection over him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we reach up right now, Father God, and intercept every fiery dart enemy that he would attempt to launch at him, Father God, and we cast it right back down into the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for taking them higher and deeper in you, oh, God, in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and using them for your glory for such a time as this, Father God. We thank you, God, that he's blessed coming and going. We thank you, God, that his food and his water is blessed, oh, God. We thank you, God, that everything his hands touch is blessed, and we thank you, God, that everywhere his feet tread is blessed. Oh, God, we thank you for his family. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for his parents and how you're touching them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, moving by your spirit for them. We thank you, God, for the children and the grandchildren, the siblings. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even for the nieces and nephews, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the entire family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you moving, oh, God, in a mighty way for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and covering them and keeping them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in perfect peace and in safety, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for you moving, Father God, even in the ministry, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all the awesome kingdom leaders, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're covering them and their families, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and doing a new thing, Father God, for your people everywhere. And we just give you praise and glory and honor, oh God, and we pray for our administrator, Father God. We Aretha Bryant, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and her family, Father God, cover her, cover them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, move by your spirit, Lord, Father God, and meet every one of the needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, even as you're strengthening her and her body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for her faithfulness to you and her faithfulness, oh, God, even to the ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we expect it, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, a mighty move, oh, God, from you for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bless her in a special way. Oh, God, and we just thank you for each and every leader, each and every kingdom leader, each and every person that puts their hands to the plow, Father God, that is part of this ministry. For Elder Hunter, we thank you for him. Strengthen his body. Father God, touch him right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Continue to, oh, God, hallelujah. Touch him and his family. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Bless him in a special way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and Father God, we're lifting up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, people everywhere, oh, God, that are going through different situations and circumstances on today, Father God, because we know you're sitting high and looking low, Father God, and there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your eyes are roaming to and fro the earth, Father God, looking upon the righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you see all the evil as well, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thanking you, God, that nothing gets past you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. We thank you for what you have already done, Father God. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do. We thank you, God, for what you're working on behind the scenes that any of us know nothing about, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for our lives. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we just want to lift up those that are bereaved on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those that are going through, Father God, for the loss of a loved one, Father God. We pray right now that you would strengthen them, oh, God, in the families of the bereaved today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would uplift them with your mighty, powerful right hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would wrap your loving arms around them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you would let them know that you're right there with them, Father God. They will feel your presence, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're catching those tears, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're mending, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the broken hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the heavy hearts. Oh, God, you're lifting off the heaviness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you're giving them a garment of praise, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and though they may not understand it now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that what we don't understand now, we'll understand after a while, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we just want to praise you, God, for allowing these families to walk on one accord and in love towards one another, Father God, even as they're going through, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, God. We praise you, God, and we bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that they may be the strength to one another, Father God, in their time of bereavement, Father God. And we just love you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now for the families of the bereaved, oh, God. And Father God, we're praying for the homeless on today, Father God. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you are opening doors right now that no man can close. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're taking them from outdoors, Father God. You're giving them places to dwell in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, opening up, Father God, systems and programs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to obtain housing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to obtain, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, a place to lay their head at, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, a place to call home, Father God, and call their own, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that those names, oh, God, that have sat on that Section 8 list and sat, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on the housing authority list, Father God, that you're catapulting them to the top right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just thank you for the phone ringing, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and on the other end, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the person saying, come get your place. Come get your voucher for your home. Start looking. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, and I bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah, because I know that you're able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We're praying for those that are hungry, Father God. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, for feeding your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for filling the cupboards, oh, God, the refrigerators. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that they will not go to bed hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're blessing them, Father God, right now with groceries You're blessing them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with substance, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and nourishment for their bodies, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just want to praise you, God. We just want to bless you, God, because you've been so good, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. Even down through the years, Father God, you've been so good to us through the high water, Father God, and all the hell and the struggles, Father God. You've been so good, and we want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor that you deserve, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, right now, Father God, for you. Oh God, hallelujah, for those that don't know you, Father God, the lost, Father God. We pray for them, Father God, that they would come to know you, Father God, even those that are lost in our families, Father God. Those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that, oh God, hallelujah, need to come closer to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and draw nearer to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for their salvation, Father God, that they will, hallelujah, come to know you, Father God, like never before, Father God, and salvation shall be their portion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we bless your holy name, and we thank you, God, for bringing back the backsliders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that have fell by the wayside, Father God, we thank you, God, that though they fell, Father God, they can get back up again, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, you're drawing them back to you. Yes, those prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, you're drawing them back to you, Father God, and you have your arms wide open to receive them back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you're cleansing them from all unrighteousness, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and you're, oh God, putting them back in right standing with you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, glory to your name. And Father God, hallelujah, forgive us. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, for everything, oh God, that we have done or said that did not line up with your word, from those sins of omission and those sins of commission, Father God, even those thoughts, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for forgiving us for those thoughts, Father God. We thank you that those thoughts are being pulled down and cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you for cleansing us right now, each and every one of us, Father God, from all unrighteousness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that those filthy rags are being cast into the fiery sea right now, oh God, and we are being, oh God, adorned right now with the garment, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, righteousness and holiness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We want to bless you and we want to praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we're lifting up, Father God, families, Father God, all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for restoring families right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that those highly dysfunctional families, Father God, where there's lots of confusion, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're turning it around for them right now, Father God. You're shifting their atmosphere, Father God, and they're coming together, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and standing as one, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, glory, hallelujah, old arguments, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Old quarrels, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, rage and anger is being cast away from them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we lose your love, oh God. We lose peace amongst them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that siblings are dwelling together as one. Oh God, we thank you, God, that, oh God, mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, oh God, glory, hallelujah, are dwelling together as one right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, the cousins, oh God, uncles and aunts and nieces, nephews and the whole entire family is standing at one in this, as one is in this hour, Father God, and we give you praise for restoration of the family dynamics, Father God. We give you praise, God, glory, hallelujah, for restoring marriages on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're unifying husband and wife and they're standing as one, Father God. We thank you, God, for the hedge of protection around the marriages, Father God, for how you're Satan-proofing it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're, oh God, blotting out all outside into parents, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for how, oh God, the confusion is falling to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We decree and declare oneness right now for the husband and wives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the line of communication is opening right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're able to talk out differences, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they're able to compromise, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they're able to remember the vows they made to you, Father God, and then to one another, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that even though Some have contemplated divorce and separation, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving them a change of mind and a change of heart. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor on today, Father God, hallelujah, for what you're doing in the marriages, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for the singles on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those that are desiring marriage, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give them stay in power, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cause us, oh God, to keep standing, oh God, and keep waiting on you, Father God, not making a move without you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Prepare them, oh God, for marriage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to be, oh God, glory, hallelujah. A good husband and a good wife, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. And it is so, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we pray for the children. Oh God, we lift up the children all over the world. We lift up our children, our grandchildren. Oh God, our unborn children, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise and glory and honor for you covering them and keeping them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you excelling them academically, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you, oh God, stirring up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, showing them their purpose, using them for their glory, your glory, Father God. At a young age, Father God, we thank you, God, that Satan's hands is cut off from them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that Satan's voice is cut off from their hearing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we decree and declare victory in every area of their lives, Father God. We thank you, God, that they shall be exactly who you designed them to be, Father God. We thank you, God, that you are planting their feet firmly on their destiny track. Even now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even those children, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that were going through changes, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Growing pains, and oh God, even giving the parents and grandparents a little difficulty, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're shifting their mindsets right now. You're shifting them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that they're coming to the parents and grandparents. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Even on this day, Father God, and those who are raising them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, with an apology, Father God, and saying you were right and I understand. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I give you praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that someone's wayward child, Father God, is turning it around right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, they're turning it around. It's turning around right now. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. And we pray for those children in the utero, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They're growing, oh, God, and thriving exactly how you designed the babies in the utero to grow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that there will be no complications at birth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We untangle any umbilical cords right now from around the necks, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel breech births, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel stillbirths. First, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cancel the miscarriage, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, that, oh God, that you're covering the children in the utero right now, you're covering the mothers in gestation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cancel, Father God, that postpartum depression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, touch that mother in gestation from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, swelling and edema, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cast it down right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we give you the praise and we give you the glory, oh God, that even as a child is born, Father God, glory, hallelujah, they will commit their children to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and raise them in a household of faith, oh God, we bless you and we praise you. Oh, God, and we give you the glory, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, oh, God. We thank you for the children, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for just touching the minds of your people on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that they're being pulled out of depression and oppression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Suicidal thoughts, we cast them down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we lose life and life more abundantly, Father God. We lose peace and hope over your people, Father God. We lose health, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, good health over your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touch right now, touch the bodies right now of your people. Anything that's not like you in these bodies, Father God, we deject it right now. We cast it into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. That spirit of infirmity, Father God, and we cast it into the sea right now. And we thanking you, God, for your word that tells us by his stripes they were healed. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your word that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them out of them all. We thank you, God, for your word that says healing is the children's bread. So we decree and declare to each and every person under the sound of my voice and your people everywhere, oh, God, your healing virtue is flowing upon them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to bless you, Father God. We want to honor you, Father God, for you are worthy and worthy to be praised, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for moving, oh God, glory, hallelujah, on those, oh God, preparing for surgeries, Father God, glory, hallelujah, procedures, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you've already prepared, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and sent your angelic host into the OR rooms, Father God, and into the procedure rooms, Father God, and taking their positions, oh God, to oversee, oh God, these procedures and surgeries, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, that the victory is already set out for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we have victory in Christ Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that you're bringing them out, oh, God, with a testimony, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on how you set free and delivered them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just give you praise and glory and honor on today. And, Father God, we pray against everything that's not like you right now. We pray against it. Oh, God, we cast down, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, wickedness in high places, Father God, every principality, Father God, every haughty spirit, Father God, and prideful spirit that would try to exalt itself against your knowledge and your power on today. Oh, God, we demolish it, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We destroy and break it with the breaker's anointing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And even, oh, God, that destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, is hereby canceled in the name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that witchcraft, Father God, we cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that spell, Father God, that curse of the witch, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bring your people out, Father God. We thank you that the scales are falling off, oh God, the eyes today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, opening blind eyes on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So that white magic, that black magic, that hoodoo, that voodoo, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, those taboos, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hocus pocus, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, is being cast down right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, Santeria and Ovia, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we cancel and destroy and shred that voodoo doll right now in the mighty name of Jesus and toss it into the fire, oh, God, and we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper and every tongue arise up in judgment against us shall be condemned, and it is already condemned, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're rising up right now in this hour and scattering the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that, oh, God, you are the strong tower that the righteous running and can be saved. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we just want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for every petition, oh, God, being answered right now, Father God, even those silent petitions. You know what we have need of, each and every one of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, oh, God, even while the thought is formulating in our minds, Father God, you've already moved on it and answered it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray against backlash and retaliation prayers, oh, God, and we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Father God. We bless your holy name. God, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up above all that is called God. Father God, we just bless your name on today, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. So we thank you, Lord God, for this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Thank you for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous that avail much. Thank you for your intercessors all over everywhere, Lord God. Strengthen them on today, oh God. Crowd their heads with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to cause them to go forth, oh God. Hallelujah. According to your will, your way, and your word, oh God. To stand flat-footed and bold, oh God, against the kingdoms of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just praise you on today. We thank you even for a prophetess, Tracy Pollard, on today, oh God, even as she pour out of her heart, oh God, and Evangelist Peasley on today. God, we ask you to continue to restore virtue and into their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to order their steps in your word. Continue to lead and guide them into all truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their faithfulness, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the intercession, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to just continue to fill their cup and let it overflow, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to anoint them, oh God. Hallelujah. Anoint them afresh, Father God. Father God, we thank you on today for each and every soul on today, oh God. Every saint, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen them. Hallelujah. Be a lamp into our feet and a light into our pathway, oh God. In the name of Jesus, order our steps in your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your light continue to shine upon us, oh God, that you may set us upon a hill, Father God. Hallelujah. That you will give light to the city, oh God. Cause us to be that beacon light to shine, hallelujah, far and near, oh God. Near and wide, oh God. Hallelujah. That light to shine, oh God. Hallelujah. Into those lands and those places of darkness, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your light shine, oh God, to those that are in darkness, Father, where the light has been turned off in their life, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cause them to see their way unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Cause them to walk into you, Lord God, to seek your face, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said that you are the one, oh God, hallelujah, that can hear, oh God, and your ear is not too small where you can't hear. Your hand is not too short where you cannot reach souls, Father. So we speak and declare healing on today, oh God. We speak and declare salvation on today to your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, let your great commission be fulfilled according to the desires of your heart, Lord God. Let your great commission be fulfilled, oh God. Hallelujah. You said to your son, hallelujah, that all the souls you've given him, he has not lost one, oh God. So we speak to those souls on today, Father. We decree and declare a clarion call go out today, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, to each and every soul, oh God, that you're calling forth at such a time as this, that they will assemble themselves, oh God, for the great solemn assembly, oh God, that they will assemble themselves, oh God, for the great gathering and ingathering, oh God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to send your ministering angels, oh God, your warring angels, oh God, with swords dipped in the blood of Jesus, oh God, to cut up and burn up everything that is not like you that is coming against your people on the day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to give us wisdom on how to win souls, Father God. You say he that wins souls is wise, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you, oh God, hallelujah, to give us wisdom, oh God. You said you give us wisdom, Father, and we thank you for it, oh God. You said you give it to us freely, Lord God, and you would upbraid it not for us, Father. So we ask you to continue to pour out your wisdom on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will fulfill your great commission, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the youth on today, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to save the youth on today, oh God. Hallelujah, the millenniums and the Generation X, oh God. Hallelujah, the young adults and the old adults, oh God. Hallelujah, we just speak salvation on today to your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to sanctify them, oh God. Sanctify them with your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said sanctify them with truth, oh God, for your word is truth, God. So we ask you to sanctify them on today in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your protection, oh God. Hallelujah, in our lives, oh God. We thank you for projecting us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we shall not fight with our hands, oh God. Hallelujah, but we shall fight with our mouth, oh God. Hallelujah, and by your spirit, Lord God, that you speak to us, oh God. We ask you to cover our word in the blood of Jesus. Cover our words, oh God, and season them with grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your love be poured out upon us, oh God. Hallelujah, that we will show, hallelujah, the world your love, oh God, and they will know us by your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your love that cover a multitude of fault, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For those enemies that come to stand against us, oh God, hallelujah, that come to encamp against us, oh God, that come to speak lies,
hallelujah, against us, that come to deceive us, that come to bring us, hallelujah, false oaths and false doctrine, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord God, to pour out your spirit of truth. We loose the spirit of truth on today amongst us, God. In the name of Jesus, let your truth continue to prevail, hallelujah, against darkness, against lies, against delusion, against deception, hallelujah, that is coming against your people. We bind spirits of mental distress and mental disability in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of depression. We bind hopeless spirits in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we lose truth and a sound mind and sober spirits on your people on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We lose perseverance on your people, oh God. Protection, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to be our strong tower, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. In the times of trouble, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for even your protection, oh God. Hallelujah, even for me, Lord God, even as I travel, oh God, home each and every morning, God, how you make me alert, oh God, over those highways and byways, oh God. We thank you for your protection for all your people, oh God, as they travel, Father God. Hallelujah, we cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Loose your ministering angels, oh God, your guardian angels to encamp about us, oh God, as we go forth, oh God, in the land to do your will, Father God, to do your bidding, oh God. We thank you for your speed, oh God. God's speed shall be upon us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your leaders on today. Hallelujah, all apostles and prophets, hallelujah, evangelists, pastors and teachers, oh God. We thank you for the fivefold ministry, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you of the ministry, oh God. We thank you for the edifying of the body of Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for love, joy, long-suffering, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for all the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Against such, hallelujah, there is no law, God. Hallelujah. We ask you to continue to increase our fruit, oh God. 30, 60, and 100-fold, oh God. Let us bring forth more fruits, oh God. Fruits of righteousness, fruits of obedience, fruits of fulfilling your will, God. Be glorified in what we say and what we do, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Bless the mothers everywhere, God. Bless the elders everywhere, Father. Bless our leader and overseer on today. Hallelujah. Dr. LaRon Matthews, oh God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless LaRon Matthews' ministry, Lord God. Hashikonde Lobosia, God. We thank you for advancement. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, oh God. We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you for advancement, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're binding us together with cords that cannot be broken. We bind the lion tongue of the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, oh God, our lives, God. And we thank you that you come to bring us life, oh God, and that more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for favor. Hallelujah. We lose favor upon our lives on today. We lose favor upon every ear and ear on this line today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We lose healing, oh God. Hallelujah. We lose your restoration, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your rejuvenation, oh God. Your revival, oh God. Your refreshing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help your people, oh God. Help us, oh God. We can't do anything without you, oh God. Hallelujah. It's in you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. Hallelujah. It's in you that we're complete, oh God, because you are, hallelujah, you are the head of all principality and powers, oh God. So we are complete in you, Lord God, who is the head of all principality and power. So we bind every spiritual wickedness in high places, every principality, every rulers of darkness in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we cast down every imagination and every high thing, oh God, that would exalt itself against your knowledge, Father. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, oh God, but they're mighty to you, through you, Lord God, to the pulling down of strongholds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are everything, oh God. You are our first and our last, oh God. You are all between, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega, oh God. Hallelujah. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. You're hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm all knowing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we Thank you, oh God. Hashekandala Basaya. Oh God, be glorified in what we say and do, oh God. Hallelujah. Watch over our words, oh God. Hallelujah. To perform them, oh God. Hallelujah. As we speak the word of you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. For you said you place your word above your name, oh God. So you, we ask you, Father, to watch over your word to perform it, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We have confidence in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we ask anything, oh God, that you hear us, oh Father. Hallelujah. That you would do that, hallelujah, with this petition before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. So God, we just bless your holiness on today, oh God. We bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. That will try to hinder us and block us and block the effectual fervent prayer. Hallelujah. We bind the hand. We take authority over darkness in the name of Jesus. We take authority over sickness and disease. We take authority over every infirmity spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We loose the healing power of God. Hallelujah. The balm in Gilead in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for your anointing on today. Your anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your power, oh God, from on high, oh God. Hallelujah. That you help us, oh God, to stand upon all scorpions, oh God, to tread upon all the powers of the devil in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you give us power over all darkness, over all evil spirits in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you that it's not by our power nor by our might, oh God, but it's by your spirit. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have written our name down, hallelujah, in the Lamb's book of life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to order our steps, oh God. Continue to speak to our lips of clay, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord God. We humble ourselves in your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. And God, we ask you to speak through us, oh God. Our lips of clay, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Be glorified in what we do and say each and every day, oh God. We can't do anything without you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for watching over each and every one of us, oh God. Our children and our loved ones, oh God. Hallelujah. We have not been counted out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but we are still pressing, oh God, toward the mark, hallelujah, for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for everything that you're doing for us at such a time as this, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We bless your holiness, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for our leader on today, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Continue to crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Continue to give him, hallelujah, witty inventions. Continue to bring forth revelation knowledge and words of wisdom and words of knowledge in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we bind the hand of the enemy that will come to sever, that will come to divide. We cancel the assignment of the enemy, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, we stand with our leader to hold up his arms, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to continue to bless him, oh God. Bless his covenant partners, oh God. Those that you have divinely appointed at such a time as this for him to connect with and to meet with, oh God. Hallelujah, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, that he be in the right place at the right time, oh God, to meet with the right people, oh God. And those that he are to meet, oh God, that they will receive the right things for him and he will give the right things to them, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to continue to bless his finances, Father. Bless his health and his strength, oh God. Strengthen his vocal cords, oh God. In the name of Jesus, check out our Messiah. Oh God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus that goes through in God and strengthen his, hallelujah, vocal cords. Oh God, we speak into those allergies that will try to come against his body. Hallelujah, we send them back to, hallelujah, dark and dry places. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your wholeness in his life. We thank you you for your healing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the spirit of excellence, hallelujah, upon his life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we thank you for all those leaders that are connected with him. We thank you, hallelujah, for Apostle Mari Simmons on today. Hallelujah, and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons on today, oh God. We thank you for their prayers on today, oh God. Hallelujah, that they pray for Lamar Matthews, oh God, and the ministry and the, hallelujah, and the international ministry, God, church. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God, continue to connect us all, oh God. Hallelujah, we bind spirits of division and confusion in the name of Jesus, and we lose spirits of peace, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing in such a time as this, oh God. Bless restoration and truth, church, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you for advancement in this body of believers, Father. Thank you for everyone, oh God, that is connected to this house, oh God. Thank you for, hallelujah, administrator Rita Bryan on today. Continue to strengthen her heart, oh God. Continue to give her the desires of her heart, oh God. Hallelujah, we cover her in the blood of Jesus. We bind up any sickness, infirmity, disease, confusion, distraction, anything that will come against her on today. We bind it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for her faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Thelma Sidney's on today. Hallelujah, we ask you to cover her in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Strengthen her heart, oh God. Strengthen her body. Strengthen her limbs, oh God. Strengthen her innermost being, Father. Hallelujah, God, continue to cause her to move by your spirit. Continue, Lord God, to cause her to hear in the spirit, God. We thank you for as she move in your spirit and hear in your spirit, oh God, she relates, hallelujah, that which you've given her. And we thank you, Lord God, for the accuracy, hallelujah, that you have put upon Mother Sidney, Lord God. Hallelujah, continue to bless her children, oh God. Continue to bless her daughter in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, we ask you to just touch, hallelujah, intercessor Willinda Brown on today, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless her and strengthen her, oh God. Hallelujah, continue to comfort her.
Just do what I say.
Oh, God, we cover Willinda Brown, hallelujah, intercessor in the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Continue to heal her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless her husband, oh, God. Bless her children, oh, God, everything dear to her heart. God, we thank you for her faithfulness and her intercession in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Dr. Carlina Wilkes on today, oh, God. We cover her in the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh, God. Continue to move upon her, oh, God, even as she ministers to your people, oh, God, even as she ministers to the youth and the young adults and the children, oh, God. Continue to give her, hallelujah, what you would have her to say, oh, God, that she will break the chains of darkness, oh, God, over the, hallelujah, that you would use her to break the chains of darkness over the youth, oh, God, and that they will see the light, oh, God, and that they will reach higher to come closer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and touch her body, oh God, hallelujah, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Heal her body, Lord God. Bring her total recovery, oh God, a total healing, a total restoration, oh God. Continue to bless her marriage, oh God, and her children and her grandchildren, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And thank you for her faithfulness, oh God, hallelujah, to this ministry, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless, hallelujah, the sons and the daughters, oh God, hallelujah. We bind, hallelujah, the hand of the enemy. We bind drugs that will come against our children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against that pharmakia spirit and sorcery spirit, and we bind you in the name of Jesus off of our children's mind. That's bringing, hallelujah, delusion, and that's bringing, hallelujah, mental disability. We bind it in the name of Jesus. That spirit, hallelujah, of rebellion and rejection, we bind you in the name of Jesus. That spirit of abandonment on them. Hallelujah. We cancel your assignment. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Oh God, we ask you to send your guardian and your warring angels, oh God. Hallelujah. To encamp about our children on today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your light shine upon them, Father. Save them, heal them, and deliver them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Comfort them, oh God. Let them know, hallelujah, you are that balm in Gilead, oh God. You are the great physician, oh God. You are their very present help in the time of trouble, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help our youth on today, oh God. Hallelujah, we bind that wild and reckless spirit over them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we lose peace and a sound mind. We lose comfort over them in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, help our people, Lord God. Hallelujah, you said we which are called by your name, if we humble ourselves and pray, Lord God, you will hear from heaven, Father. You will hear from heaven, God. Hallelujah, you will forgive our sins, oh God. You will heal the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we know you hear us when we cry, oh God. Hallelujah, because we lift up clean hands, oh God. Hallelujah, with our wrath and doubting, oh God. Hallelujah, and we come into your presence, oh God, with a pure heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're watching over us, oh God. We thank you that you're keeping us in all our ways, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for the new things you're doing at such a time as this, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, have already given us the victory. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors through you who love us, oh God. We thank you for the line of the tribe of Judah, Father God. We thank you that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, Lord God, nor the lawgiver between his feet until Shiloh come, Lord God. We thank you until when Shiloh come, hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, that the gathering of the people shall come, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're setting everything in order, oh God, at such a time as this, oh God. You're putting things in order, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will not go before you, we will not go after you, oh God, but we will go with you, Father, as you continue to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit, oh Father. Hallelujah. Continue to lead and guide us into all truth, oh God. Hallelujah. Be that fence of protection around us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the youth on today. Father God, we thank you that they shall mount up with wings on eagles, oh God. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, oh God. Let them not faint, oh God, in this time, oh God. Hallelujah. Said if they faint, hallelujah, in this time, oh God. Hallelujah. Strength is small, Father God. You said you call the young because they are strong, Father. Call them to be strong, Father God. Call them to look, oh God, to the elders, oh God, that know the way, oh God, and let them take hold, oh God. Hallelujah. And take hold and hallelujah and understanding and wisdom and knowledge and obedience, oh God. Hallelujah. To follow the old path, oh God. Hallelujah. The way in which they should go, God. Help us on today, oh God. Help our people everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the homeless on today, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. Hallelujah. Be there for them, oh God. Those that are giving up on today, oh God. We bind every suicidal spirit on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spirit that is contemplating suicide, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Sheketa Rasaya. Hallelujah. We command you to take your hands off of God's creation. Shobon Dividiosia. And we cast you in the name of Jesus to the dry places. Ha-shekandelabosia. We bind up every suicidal spirit. Ha-sakataya. And we cancel your plans and your assignments and your entrapment against the people that God has created. Ha-sukun Dividiosia Taya. Oh God. God, let your healing virtue go forth on today. Hallelujah. Your healing virtue go forth into the people on today. The healing in the mind. Hallelujah. The healing in the soul, God. The healing in the body, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Encourage hearts on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set the captives free on today, oh God. Call those that are blind to see. Call those that are deaf to hear, oh God, what your spirit is saying into the church, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We bind the authority of wickedness. We bind the authority of principalities. We bind the authority of corrupt government. We bind the authority of wicked kings. Shakandorosoya. Kings that are in hallelujah in witchcraft. And kings that are in Shekondorosoya. Kings that are incantations and fetishes and Hashakorasatai. Magical spirits. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we lose truth and a sound mind. Hashaked. We bind your works and we decree and declare that they fall to the ground. So God, we thank you, oh God. We take authority over every dark ruling force, every dark ruling spirit. We take authority over it now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We choose you over mammon, oh God. Hallelujah. We choose you over ruling the world, oh God. We choose you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are your sons and your daughters, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we desire and delight to do your will, oh God. We desire and delight to be in your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we desire and delight to abide in you and in your word, oh God, and that your word will abide in us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your word. For in the beginning was your word, and the word was with you, and the word is you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, your word that you place above your name, Father. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, so we cancel the assignments of wickedness. We cancel the assignments of darkness. Hallelujah. We take authority over it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The authority that you've given us over 2,000 years ago at Calvary. We take authority over every dark force. Rasikandia. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we only follow the mandate of God, the mandate that line up with God, the statutes of God, the ordinances of God, the righteousness of God, the peace of God, the love of God. Hallelujah. That past all understanding. We decree and declare Hashikandalamasa. We will not bow to the evil one. We will not bow to diabolical assignments. We will not bow to hallelujah wickedness in the name of Jesus. But we only humble ourselves and yield, hallelujah, and lay prostrate before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we send back every evil assignment and cast it to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that is rises against us in judgment, we condemn in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your servants. We thank you that we are your sons. We are your daughters, oh God. Hallelujah. We are your heritage, oh God, and our righteousness is of you. So we are complete in you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, who is ahead of all principality and power, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We praise you. We love you. We bless your holiness, oh God. Here's the kind of the Messiah. We fear not what man can do to us, oh God. We thank you that you have given us, hallelujah, the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we bind spirits of fear that have torment over your people. Hashikendah the Messiah. We decree and declare that they will look to the hill from which come their help. For all they help come from you, Lord God, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, every plan, every plot. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Every diabolical spirit of witchcraft, every wickedness. Yes, you can. We bind your powers. We take authority over you now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, the spirit of liberty and a sound mind and freedom in the things of God. God, we worship you in the beauties of holiness. We worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. We worship you, Lord God. We are your worshipers, oh God. We are, hallelujah, the lifestyle of worship, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your kingdom that resides within us, oh God. For greater, hallelujah, you that are in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the greater you on the inside residing in us, God. So we trust you, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God, because we already won, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We exalt you, oh God. We lift you up above all that is called, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, because we can do all things through you who strengthen us, oh God. So we thank you, God, because the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, is our strength. We thank you for faith and a sound mind, oh God. We thank you for your sounds, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we can do all things through you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for your light. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah, we trust you, God, and we believe you, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for delivering, oh God. We thank you for healing and setting free your people, oh God, and we thank you for the great commission of salvation, Father, that all the souls you have saved before the foundations of the world shall be saved and not one lost. In Jesus' great and mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your movement, God. Thank you for your strength, right? Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank you right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you're doing, Lord. We thank you right now for moving over the land, moving over the people, moving in their lives even now. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. We give you praise. We're praising your name, God. You're worthy. You're omnipotent. You're omniscient. You're omnipresent. And Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand. We thank you for your strength, God, that you've given the people of God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your cleansing. We thank you for your cleansing. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the glory, God, that you're giving your people even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for healing them, the children, bread, God. And you said, by your stripes, we are healed. And Father, today, right now, we're standing on the very spoken word of God into the lives of your people, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen these, your people, God. Cover their mind from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. We're standing on the breakthrough and break of the anointing, God. You said in your word, God, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're standing on the word of God right now for the mind of your people. You said in your word, God, in the book of John 3:30, you told John to decrease that you may increase the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word in 1 Timothy 2:1, you said you exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, we're standing on your word today, God, that you will touch our intercessors, our prayer warriors, our ministry gifts, our kingdom leaders, God. You will touch them even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the intercessor that came forth and prayed. And God, we ask that you will touch them in a supernatural way, God, in your word and through your word, even now, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up every governmental entity, Lord Jesus, that operates under the laws, rules, and regulations of the amendments of the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of the United States, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up the United States Senate, God, and all 100 senators. And we asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus, you move over their life, God. You move over the committee and the subcommittee, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over the laws and regulations and the amendments that they make, God, through their regulations of laws and through special interests, God. You move on the behalf of the people, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we lift it up, Lord Jesus, the United States Congress. We lift it up all 435 congressional offices, Lord. And we're lifting up their committees and subcommittees, God. We're lifting up their district offices, God, asking that you will move over them, in them, and through them even the more in the name of Jesus. And God, we're lifting up the President of the United States and the vice president in the cabinets that are representatives in the United States, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you touch, you strengthen, you move by your power, God, you heal, you set free, God. You do supernatural things in them and through them even now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it in advance, Lord Jesus. We lifting up, God, now all 50 governors in the United States, God. We ask that you would touch their cities. Each city, God, and you will touch their state, God, their state legislators, God,
their state senators. Move by your power over them, in them, in the name of Jesus. God, you move over the mayors in each and every city, God. You touch their heart, God. You touch their mind. You touch their spirit, God. You move over their council in all the manic position, God. You move over the trustees, God. You know what they stand in need of. You know the laws and the rules and regulation and the amendments, God, that have been put before them, things that they compromise, God. Move over them even now in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily through them, God. Move over every county, God, parish, jurisdiction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them right now with your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Angels of the living God, we ask and petition you that you will move through the winds of the east and the winds of the west, in the winds of the south, in the winds of the north. And we command the winds to blow right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would send the angelic reinforcement from the third heaven in the dimensional realm, God. And you would send the assistant from the second heaven from the dimensional realm, God. And you would send assistant from the first heaven in the dimensional realm, God. That you will loose them in the land in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule every diabolical spirit, God, of the Nephilim that will fight and war against the angels of light in the name of Jesus. We bind up confusion that will operate in the spirit realm against the men and women of God in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak to the mind and the brain, God, and we command our mind to link ourselves up to the word of God that comes from Jeremiah 29 and 11, God. When you say, you know the thoughts that you think towards us, says the Lord, and every thought is a peace and not of evil to give us an expected end. And God, then we will go to you and pray and seek you with all of our hearts, and you will be found of us, God, in the name of Jesus. Moved by your power, God, we overrule every diabolical spirit that will be sent in to monitor our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every diabolical chanters and whispers and chemtrails and chemical elements that have been sent through community organizations, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of Nimrod. We come against the spirit of Baal and Balaam, and we bind up worshiping demons, God. We come against the stronghold that have been sent through Succubus and Incubus. We bind up perverted spirits that operate in the night realm. When the sun begins to set, we come against demonic spirits that have set traps for the mind and the will of your people, even now, in the name of Jesus. We overrule the dark realm of the dark realm and the spirit realm, God, because you set it in place already, God. When you created the earth realm, you set the infirmity from the infirmity and the waters from the water, God. So now, God, we know that the enemy is penalized. He's locked in a time zone. He's locked in a warp. He cannot move. He cannot go outside of the borders and the perimeter of the depths of which you have called up, O Son, God. In the earth realm now, in the name of Jesus, they're landlocked, God. So they suspend the voshkatasabotosikata. They're suspended in those realms, God. And we know they're locked in the abyss of the realm, God. And they cannot come out in the name of Jesus. So we overrule every diabolical spirit, God, that's linked to demonic spirit that operate in human bodies and human souls in the name of Jesus. And we take authority right now over cloning spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we drive them out into the dry places, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We go into the mind and the mindset of the people that operate through the senses of the sensory cortex of the mind, God, and operate through the substratum of the nervous system, God. We overrule every diabolical spirit that enters into the inner ear of the core of the central of the ear, God, in the name of Jesus. That's a gateway into the mind and the soulless realm. We bind up every spirit that sits in the soulless realm of the gateway of the mind, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We command you to uproot yourself. Your assignment is over now in the name of Jesus, and we drive you back out into the place of the abyss. We overrule any diabolical entity in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare every spirit that sits at the council of the doorway of the gateway of the outer court, pretending that they're in the inner court in the Holy of Holies. We overrule every illusional spirit now in the name of Jesus, and we drive you back out. We come against you now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that lying spirit and deceptive spirit, stronghold and strong man now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man that try to overtake leadership of the home. We bind up the strong man that comes in the house to cause division and tension. We bind up the strong man that operates through family, marriage, and based upon offenses. We bind up the strong men that come into the household based upon the stresses of the wife and the stresses of the husband, that they come into the house and they need to release stresses, God. But the enemy would come into those realms and began to call offenses, God. And I bind and rebuke and renounce every spirit, God. I come against that demonic spirit that operates in those realms, against the mind of the people of God in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the spirit of stress. Stress, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind up stress and enter into the core of the blood cells and into the core of the mind right now. We bind up stress in the nervous system. Stress that comes through view and seeing and touching. I bind up the spirit of stress. Stress, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind up stress from job. Stress from roadways and pain. Stress from financial issues. Stress from the marketplace. Stress from family bloodlines. Stress from body issues. Stress from heard and sound that came through the ear. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I bind up the stress that will stress the body out. In the name of Jesus, we overrule stress cores, stress sensory, stress in the bone, stress in the blood, stress in taste of food. I bind up the spirit of stress now in the name of Jesus. Loose that man from stress. Loose that power, person from stress. Loose that stress from making decisions that cause you to be in a stressful situation. I bind up the spirit of stress. Stress that's coming against them. Stress that makes them make decisions. Being put in stressful situations. I bind up the spirit of stress in the name of Jesus. I overrule the spirit of stress. I overrule the spirit of stress that operate through the flesh of worryness. I bind up the spirit of worryness. You shed in your work, you don't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Cover our mind, God. We cast the devil out of the mind. We rebuke the traps that have been set against our mind. In the name of Jesus, we come against the thought of the stress. We come against stress that has been created through the mind, through the thought of illusion and delusion, making things look real when it's only a fantasy. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. We drive you back out. We drive you back out now. I come against the spirit of chaos. In the name of Jesus, I bind up chaotic circumstances, chaotic atmosphere that operate in certain principalities and power. Because you said in your word, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a principality, a power, a ruler, a darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus, God, we overrule it. We overrule it now. We come against ruling decisions. In the name of Jesus. 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 And we drive it back out. We take authority over chaotic circumstances. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit, that spirit that operates through unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is called bitterness. Bitterness is called rejection. Rejection is called unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus, based upon the spirit of hurt, based upon the spirit of abandonment, based upon the spirit of anger, I bind up the spirit of anger that operates through the blood pores, causing the blood to rise. I speak to stress in the heart, stress in the mind, stress in the brain, in the name of Jesus, that's causing road rage, people to be angry, God, angry about things that they haven't. I speak to the realms of suppressors, the suppressors in the core of the mind. I speak to the stressors that operate through suppressing, the spirit of suppressing, that operate through blood pores, in the name of Jesus, calling the mind, calling the bones and the structure of the bones to carry stressors, stressing within the immune system, stressing within the heart rate, stressors within the regulating system, stressors right now that operate through the glucose level, in the name of Jesus, connecting it to the red cells and the white cells, causing the body to go into compulsion. I bind up the stressors now. In the name of Jesus, we overrule you, diabolical spirit. We overrule your assignment. In the name of Jesus, you lose your hope. And I speak to the cancerous cells in the cellular system right now. I bind up that cancer in the name of Jesus that operates through those cell systems, through the cells of the organ of the cell system. When the glucose level, when the red cells and the white cells don't come together, I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I take authority right now, and I command you to loose that body. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the stress, and I come against it now, and I take authority right now over that cancer. In the name of Jesus, I speak to breast cancer. The Lord God come, Jesus, and I drive you out. I speak to that spirit that operates in the bones, of the bone of the body. I speak to it now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose your hold. You foul demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, that operates through reptilian spirit. In the presence of reptilia, move through the bones, through the bones of the bones of the system. In the name of Jesus, loose your hold now. We drive you back out. In the name of Jesus, that operates through the spirit of lupus, that operates through the bone structures of the bone, the inner bone of the meat of the bone, the core, the level of the bone system. I command you to loose that man, loose that woman now. In the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare the power to break through, the power to break through. I speak to asthma, asthmatic symptoms that operate through airways, air breathing passage. I command the airways to be open unto them now, the air passage to be open unto them now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the heart level that breathes through the beat of the heart blood flow. In the name of Jesus, I command the power of the glory of God move through that body now. In the name of Jesus, and I command a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I speak to it now. I speak to the diabetes, diabetic coma, diabetic attack, diabetes in the blood, type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, type 3 diabetes, type 4 diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I speak to it, and I command it to loose its hold. I override the demonic spirit that operates through the body of the systems of the body. I override that demonic spirit that operates through the anatomy of the system of the body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because you said in your word in Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off our shoulders and the burden from around thy neck, and the yoke shall be restored because of the anointing, God. Loose your anointing, God, over your people, God. Loose your anointing, God, over their mind. Loose your anointing over their spirit. Loose your anointing over their body. Bring that body into subjection to your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the lower back extremity. God, we speak to right now into the joints and the body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to it right now to the nerves in the back, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the back line up, the back to the right, the back to the left, God. Even part of the L joint of the back, God. In the name of Jesus, go in between and touch the nerve. Touch the nerve ending, God. In the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that muscular joints, God. In the name of Jesus, to line up with the word of God. Line up with the power of the word of God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Take over the basota. Leave under the most shakai of the most soto. In the name of Jesus. Move over infertility. Move over female issues. Female organ, God. In that body now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go inside that operating room. Go inside that house. Touch that woman liver. Touch that woman body. In the name of Jesus. I bind up the death spirit. Death and silence. Divination of death. I bind you up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself mighty to God. Show your power. In you, the living God. We call you forth out of the four winds. Move out of our son that we suck. Move the man to the soto. East the wind of a soto. Move Sanama from the north wind. Sanda de Mosoto from the south. Sinema Kondoma from the north. Tanda de Mosoto. Iba Baba Senda de Moko. Nandi, little Moso. Rasata, Chikadana Ho. Hosta, Hosta, Hosta. Sabana de Mosote. Vinda, 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 Lubana Oshakata. Move, move, move. In the name of Jesus, we surrender Mosaka. We bring them unto suggestion. We drive them back, Katana soul. We drive them back, Katana Sikata. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mighty to God. Show your power, God. In the name of Jesus, Yananana Sokobata. Liman, Torabosha. In the name of Jesus, we lose the fire of your anointing, the fire of your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we command to the back. Territorial stuff. We command them now. Abandon the shaka. We abandon the post of the hand of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your power of reinforcement now. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, God, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word in Matthew 18 and 18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and then whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We rise, and against the principality, every hijacking spirit, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. Every prince of Persia, we overrule your diabolical amendments. We come against the demonic realms of demonic fallen angels that meet in council to their will. We overrule their rulings. We overrule their legal. We overrule their rulings in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, we drive them back out to Corazante. We drive you back out. We drive you to the Mosote. We go into the soulless realm. Land of Mosota. We bind up consultants. Sata the Mosata. We bind up chanters. Sata the Mosata. We bind up consultants with chanters. In the name of Jesus, we drive you back out. We send confusion into your camp, into your realm. We command you to loose your hold. Every foul demon is present. Mighty name of Jesus, we command it now, God, do it now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You said you are Alpha and Omega, you the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is to become. You are God Almighty. You spoke to the counsel of your own will, God, in the name of Jesus. And we drive them out. We drive them back in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we decree and declare to our assignment, our responsibility and our duties in the earth realm concerning families, concerning our loved ones, concerning our children and our mates, God, future mates, God, in the name of Jesus. And those that get present mates, in the name of Jesus, God, go inside. Alabosa. List them by name, God, that I'm going through generational line, God, as you did, God, in the book with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God. You call the tribunal of Osota of my line, so we call the tribunal line, we call that tribunal line in the bloodline, and we go inside the tribunal line in the bloodline, and we command the tribunal line in the bloodline that the enemy preach, we go into the breach line, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We go inside that line, God, and we reroute the perimeter. We reroute the spirits that have been set, God, in the name of Jesus. We go into the realms of the aching, God, that brought cursed things into our family line, cursed things into our bloodline. I bind up the aching spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the realms of the aching, God, that brought cursed things into the center of the family line. I bind up the ancient spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We overrule the hidden spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the astrodite spirit, in the name of Jesus. Temple worship, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we overrule the trap. We overrule the trap. We overrule the trap now, high level faith. We overrule those traps that have been sent to the level trap. And we drive them out now in the name of Jesus. And we command the breaking. We command the breakthrough, God. We command the breakthrough, God. David said in Psalm 37 and 25, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Neither I see begging bread, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We speak to the seed of the root, God. The root of the bloodline, God. Generational bloodline, God. So we speak to our children, God, to the sucklings, God, to the adolescent, the teenager, the babies, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the teenager, God, the young adults, God, moving into adulthood, God. We bind up spirit of perversion that operates through demonic spirit of antibodies that have been sent down through the systems of the world. I bind up demonic antibodies that have been sent through food stuffs through cow, food stuffs through farming systems. I speak to demonic antibodies that have been sent through farming systems. I speak to the demonic soil that have been planted in neighborhoods and communities. I speak to those demonic karmic systems that operate through zip codes and area codes and systems of neighborhood. And I bind you up and I drive your spirit out. I take authority now in the name of Jesus. And we drive your spirit out. We drive your assignment out in the name of Jesus. And we overrule you. We overrule the demonic database that have been some through research and study the neighborhood. We come against noble birthing system. We come against eugenics. And we overrule those diabolical entities in the name of Jesus. And we drive out the pharmaceutical industry. We come against the marketplace. We come against the other technologies that have been launched against community. In the name of Jesus, we overrule it. We overrule that diabolical entity. In the name of Jesus, we come against it and pull it down. We pulling it down now. In the name of Jesus, and we command you to lose your hope. We drive you back out. We drive you back out. How about I come against demonic wagering in the spirit realm. For next generation of children, I'm also to the God. I come against demonic wagering. Hell of authority, I not say that. I come against the wagering in the spirit realm over the lives and the bloodline of babies and children. I come against wagering in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, I pull down demonic wagers for generational bloodline of royalties and kings and queens and princes. I bind you up. I overrule your diabolical entities. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree the prophetic realms of our children. We decree the prophetic realms of our babies. We decree the prophetic realms of our women and our sons and our seed will be prophetic realms. And they will begin to flow in those prophetic realms. And their seed will begin to birth out of their seed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up demonic spirit that have sinned, feminine seed into positive realms to cause men to become feminine. I bind that spirit up now. I decree and declare it's overruled. I overrule those demonic seeds now. I come against the ancestral round of the Moabites. I bind it up right now. I bind up the spirit of Ammon. I come against the spirit of Mount Seir. I bind up those demonic entities that come together and launch attack in the spirit realm. I bind up those demonic spirits of the Moshaka that have set down and came into agreement with Lucifer. I bind up Luciferian spirit. I come against demonic spirit that sits at tables and make agreement with spirit realms. I bind up those spirits, chanters in secret society. I bind them up right now. I come against demonic spirits that hide in entity. I bind up the Jesuit order. I bind up those demonic spirits that operate through Masonic cults. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I bind it up right now through blood sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, I overrule it. I overrule demonic entity that I've launched himself against family. In the name of Jesus, and I overrule it right now. I come against convertible shock. I come against consulting spirit. I come against it right now. As venerable shaka, as Saul consulted the witch of Endor, I bind a consultant that consult macromancy. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I overrule consulting spirit that consult bloodline, consult the poor of the bloodline. In the name of Jesus, we overrule it now. I bind up ancient day God in the name of Jesus. And I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I overrule every diabolical entity right now. And I drive you back out, Toshabai. 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 And venerable Seke, back into the wilderness. I drive you out, you marine ram. I drive you out, you spirit. The lion, the border water. I bind up water witches. I bind up clairvoyant. Stargazing. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. 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 And we overrule your assignment. We overrule your assignment. We overrule your monster. We overrule your karamose. We overrule your covenant in the demon land. We bind you up, Papa Sete, in the name of Jesus, and we drive you out even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every perverse man, Osabaka, that hosts demonic spirits and bloodline. I come against them now. Demonic spirit that operate in soulless realm, perverse spirit that operate in those bloodlines. In the name of Jesus, and I drive you back out. I come against demonic substance that have been created through the industry of understanding the drug, over safety. I come against demonic lords of drugs in the name of Jesus, and we drive them out in the name of Jesus, and we command them to lose hope. We command their database to be broken. We come against their database. We go into the data of their systems right now. And we drive those systems out. And we command those systems to crash. I command those computer systems to crash. I command satellites that have been sent in the universes. And I command them to crash. I command those satellites to break down into the Osata. And I bind it up in the name of Jesus. Data to be lost forever. Never to be recovered. Never to be found. I go into the spirit realm. And I bind up demonic database. Demonic data system. And I bind you up, you demonic data system. And I come against sacrifices of data. In the name of Jesus. Ancient data that's been stolen from the heavens. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And we overrule your assignment. We drive you back out. We drive your assignment out. Demonic data that will be lost forever. Never to be found. Never to be recovered. I bind you up in the name of Jesus that they should never be found and never be recovered. In the name of Jesus, we drive it out. We drive it out of those systems. We drive it out of our education. We drive it out of the systems of fact. In the name of Jesus, we overrule it. We overrule it. We overrule it right now. We overrule it right now. Every ruling decision, we overrule it right now. In the name of Jesus, and we drive it out. Toshaka. Toshakanda double state. Toshakanda double state. We overrule it now. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no power now. We overrule you now. In the name of Jesus, and we command you to lose your hope. Tasa. Tasha Tabesa. Tasha Tabesa. Bone of the Ancete. Now, in the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you, Lord, about faith. We thank you, Elohim. We thank you, Abba. We thank you right now, Emmanuel. We thank you for bringing them on soul ties. We thank you for right now, cutting all soul ties. All the shackles of Asita that have been sent down in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you right now for your glory, God, in this place. And all around the world, God, we thank you right now for the power and the glory of your word. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hypertension, I command you to cease your activity now in the name of Jesus. Because sarcoidosis, we command you to let the bones of the body go. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that female part of the organ. Maybe the tension and the pain in the mouth, okay? With the gallstones, the kidney stones right now. Dissolve now in the name of Jesus. We eradicate your assignment now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pinched nerves, we speak to you right now. The lower pelvis, we speak to it in the name of Jesus. Intensity pressure around the neck, we command you to loose your hold right now in the pores now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oramasata. I speak to blood clots in the lower extremity of the nerve of the body right now in the name of Jesus. In the house, I come against it now. And I speak the breakthrough and the breaker's anointing even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the victory even now. Doing it for your people, God, even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the breakthrough and the breaker's anointing even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for the victory, God, that you've given your people even now. Thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. And we speak and decree and declare your power and your glory, God, over the people. We thank you for it now. We thank you right now for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availing much. Thank you for Luke 18 and 1 and to this end, that man ought to always to pray in the night. We thank you for the power and the glory of your word. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, God. We thank you right now for what you're doing now. Even now, God, we thank you for it. Even now, God, you're moving in it and through it to these your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak now to the residue that lies in that realm, God. And I command every area of residue that lies in that realm to be thou removed now in the name of Jesus. We command the monitoring spirit that will try to come and steal the word of God. We overrule your assignment right now, and we drive out your assassin thoughts. I bind up the assassin thoughts that will come against the mind of the people. I bind up the assassin thoughts that will try to permeate the core of the brain. And I come against the assassin thoughts that will cause fear to grip after the word has been spoken. I bind up the assassin of fear and assassin of intimidation. I bind you up in the name of Jesus, and I command you to loose your hold now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for the victory, total victory in the name, total victory in the name of Jesus over your people, God. We decree and declare that the seven continents of the earth realm and the billions of lives that are under the mandate of your sound and your frequency will begin to move into the realms of justice, through your word, because you said in your word in Isaiah 61 and 1, and the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. You have sent us in to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and setting free to them that are bound by the prison systems of the world and in their mind. God, we free them right now. We liberate them. We liberate them. We emancipate them, God, from all areas in those realms, God. We emancipate them now, God, in those realms right now. We emancipate them now. We emancipate their thought, God, to bring them into who they are in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for the new rhythm that's been integral signed the Isakate inside of them, the new rhythm that they will flow Shekinah into Nandabu Osiata. Kande Isibatasko, from the lower realm, God, of the infirmament of the rain, God, and the water Sokatase, to move over them, God, in the name of Jesus. As you spoke already to Elijah, Sianda, when you sent his servant out to ask him, what do you see? He said, I see out of the sea a hand of a man. And God, we decree and declare the infirmament from the infirmament, God, to move over them swiftly and accelerate itself to the dimension and the spirit realm of life, Shakanasoto. Moving the dimension of the life, God, now over your people, God, and bring their body into the order for which you have mandated. Those who have taken a shot, God, bring their body back into the mandate for which you have spoken over them. In the name of Jesus, overrule it, God. Overrule it, God. We overrule the ruling. 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 Even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you said in your word, God, will you give us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents? And then if we drink any deadly thing, it should not harm us, God. We bring our body into the harmony of you, that the harmlessness of disease will not overtake us. We speak to the harmony of you, Sakah. You, Sakasa. You, Sakasa. God, we bring our body into the harmony of you. You, Sakasa. You, Sakasa, God. You, Sakasa, God. In the harmony of you, God. We bring our organs into the harmony of you, God. We bring our bodies and our organs into the harmony of you, God. You, Sakasa. You, Sakasa, God. Musakan. Lusakasa. You, Sakasa, God. Nesaki and Dose. You said, let there be, and it is so, God. Do it now, God, for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, God. And we stand on your word. We stand on the power of your word. We thank you for the word, God, because you set your word. In Hebrews 4 and 12, your word is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the sunder, the soul, the heart, and it's an intent. It discerns, it discerns, Shakatamoso, discern God, discerning God, Shalabaya. Thank you for it now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for it now, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And it is so, now by the power of God, and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Eba. Hallelujah. It is so. And it is so. Amen. Glory, glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. 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 We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're blessing the Lord. We're blessing the Lord. We're thanking God. And I say to you, and I say unto you, ah, callable hands. God is good. We bless the Lord. And we honor the Lord for his power and his presence today over your life and in your life today. Prayers that will change climate, atmospheres, trochospheres, biospheres, lithospheres, hemispheres, depths in the spirit realm, dimensional realm. Yusotosha, use it. Use it now. Portals are open. Nainoso, you have permission to go in. Andoseke, under the authority and the power of God's hand. Go inside. Show my city. Go with the glory of God. You have been mandated by the power and the authority of the Spirit of the Lord God to move over in this realm now. No delay. No delay. He said it in the book of Jeremiah 1 and 12 and 11. He said, Jeremiah, what is it that you see? He said, I see us. He said, I see a rod of an almond tree. He said, you have seen well. So now I will hasten it, my word to perform it. So the word of God is making haste to perform over you. Walk in that haste of things. It is so. It is so. In the name of the Lord. Bless God today for his servants. Bless God's intercessors and prayer warriors. There's a war that's coming for your prayers. God is sending you a token of a blessing. There will be blessings that will fall on you. Those intercessors who pray, there is a blessing that's going to fall on you. You shall be blessed instantaneously. There will befall you blessings from the presence of God. You will see them and know them. They will be presented to you. Thank you, God, for your prayers and your standing on the word of God. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord. Saints of God, hold on. Those who followed us last night on our teaching, you followed me last night when I was teaching. On last night, I shared some very powerful things with the body last night. And many of you were blessed by it, those who were following us. God has given us the secrets of the heart of man. He's revealing to us. And they would not know the secrets of us. We would know the heart of them, the intensity of them. So God has let us tap in. He allowed you to tap in today. See, there are people that have abandoned their position. There are people that have abandoned their position because they cannot control us. They cannot manipulate us or deceive us. So the power of God on many of our lives are so powerful now. All of our desate. You have been given the rights to see from the heavenly realm. Not from the earth realm, from the heavenly realm that you can maneuver in. You don't have to consult anybody for that. You have power in the covenant of God to move in those areas. We talked last night about intellect, dialect, intelligence, and dialogue. God always communicates. He always communicates. He's always communicating. You have to know if he's communicating to you in this season of your life. So we bless the Lord for what God is doing for you, in you, and through you on today. Blessing God for you. All right. We pray today, those who are listening in and following us on the conference line and the blog side today, intercessors, prayer warriors, if the Lord has given you a word of knowledge, interpretation of tongues, clarity in the tongues of the things, and giving you the realm of interpreting languages, we want to give you an opportunity to release it. Spirit of the Lord God have given you a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom for us. We want to give you an opportunity to release that. Now, in saying that, this is not for praise reports. This is for men and women of God who are engaging in the spirit realm with me, who wants to release what God has given them to release to the body of believers. The word of God said, he that has an ear, let him speak or hear what the Spirit says to the church. So if the Lord spoke to you and released something to you for us, we are open to receive. Thus says the Lord at this time. Don't be afraid to release what the Lord has given you in the spirit realm, because it's important for the prophetic puzzle to come together so that the kingdom of God can move with swift dominance as it has been over the systems of the world. That incident over in Texas that caused the scaffold of breaking many lives to be lost, only a sign, Uramanda, say, Holy Spirit, just drop that in me right now. That's just a sign of God's hand saying to the world, you will not get on platforms in arena any longer and then stand on those platforms in arena and begin to herald and violate me. I will tear scaffolds down. I will tear platforms down. I will snap arenas. I will call the ground to open up. I will send a rockladam in. I have warned you too many times. America, I have warned you too many times. America, I have warned you too many times. There should be a death in the White House, and you will know it. I have warned America too many times. America, I have warned you. I have warned you. I have warned you. Now you have caused the darkness to fall. I have warned you, America. I have warned you. I have warned you. Now you have caused me to move. My angels are on an assignment, and I will not turn back until I get my nation, my continent back into divine order. America, I have warned you. I have warned you. I have warned you. You failed to listen. Leaders have failed to listen. They have failed to listen. I have warned you many times. Now I have opened up my judgment against you. You will see this month. You will see the months ahead. I am coming with a wind, a wind. You will now go to your knees. You will now call on me. You will call on me. Says the Spirit of the Living God. Aleshate, aleshate, Shaban Sotia, God has spoken. He has spoken. He has spoken. He has spoken. He has spoken. People of God, take heed to the word of God. Take heed to the word of God. Take heed. People, they're going to speak like this. Take heed to the word of God. Some of you, God has taken you to different places. There's a mountain he's taken me into. For the people, you have to be prepared. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. We Eliamite. Eliamite. Push God. Hate us. databases going to crack. Systems going to break down. Oh, shout out. Thank you. Ooh, who should deliver her now from the hand of me? Calls her. Calls her out too many times. Thank the God. Hold on to God's hand. The power of his hand. Mighty hand on you. Mighty hand on you. His hand is on the men and women of God. And of the Most High, God. Know that God's hand is upon you. He has the founding of the earth realm. His power is far greater than any other power that could be. His power is far greater than any system that can exist. So there's nothing that can change what God has already put in place concerning the people. There will be a counterfeit try to come in his name, and I will reveal to you my hand in that area as well. Tangible truth. It is my will concerning my people. It is my will concerning my children. I'm breaking the human trafficking spirit. I would expose that. You will see many leaders who are operating in human trafficking. I'm going to go through a chain, and you will see a chain reaction in the land. And now you will know the faces that you have elected, the faces that you chose to elect. You will see the breaches of them. And you will have to repent, even you yourself, for choices and decisions you made in my name. But they were not in my name. They have came in my name and said they were of me, and they were never of me. Just the Spirit of the Lord God. God is moving for his people. God is moving. Spirit of the Lord God. The plan of the enemy. The enemy was planning another attack in terms of viruses for the land. I have went inside and I've eradicated the data of the next trick of the system that have been in place. You will know. You will know it's going to come out. You will know. I am the Lord thy God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Means have been trying to study. They have been trying to figure me out. So they consult people who come in the name of me. And I send blinders over them that they will not release anything. But they will not be able to stop my prophetic remnant that I have launched in the earth. My hand is upon them that are with me. There are many that said they are with me, but they are not. There's the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so in the name of the Lord. It is so in the name of the Lord. It is so. In the name of the Lord. It is so. In the name of the Lord. It is so. In the name of the Lord. Be careful of those who said they're glory carriers. There are many lights, but they're lights that are not mine. They're not carrying the glory. There will be people who have studied the ancients of the fallen angels. And the ancients of the fallen angels showed them signs of the glory and make them think that they're glory carriers, and they're not. Behind them are plans to lead you into traps and cause you to lose what I've given you. Be careful of the glory carrier. They will say they have the glory, but they will lead you into traps. Be aware, be aware, be aware of the false glory carrier. You will know those who will carry my glory. but they walk alone. They are with me. They are carriers of me, and you will know them. Just like the Mount Carmel showdown, you will know the Elijah. That's why I said in the word, in the great dreadful day of the coming of the Lord, of Elijah, rise up. You will know the glory carrier because they will be able to stand against demonic spirits. You will see the tearing and the gashing of people who will try to call on you, and they will begin to tear their skin. They don't know me. I never knew them. They knew the angels, and the angels that have failed tried to come in my glory and speak to them. So you will know the glory carriers. Glory carriers that have a signet with them, and they carry a signet of me. And other glory carriers will know them, and they will know them by the fruit of their being. You will know them, says the Spirit of the Lord God. You will know them. I will let you see them in the dream realm, and then you will see them in the natural, and you will know it is me, says the Spirit. Be careful that you don't entertain angels unaware in this hour, for they are here, says the Spirit of the Lord God. In the name of the Lord, it is so. Glory to God. It is so. The kingdom of God is at hand. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right. Intercessors and prayer warriors, the Lord has given you something for us. Ready to release it. If you wrote it down, if you wrote down numbers that God has given you, release them. Because I'm looking at a number system in the spirit realm now. So God has given you something for us.
Bless you.
We want you to come in that quarter. Amen. Bless you,
Amen.
Intercessors.
Hi, God. Bless you, Prophet Matthews. This is Sister Donna. I heard four words when you were praying and you began to speak in tongues. The first two words was, you surpass. And then after that, I heard God here. You surpass God here. Those are the four words that I heard the Most High God speak through your tongues. You surpass God here. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Four words. You surpass and God
here. You surpass God here. Ashanayaba. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You surpass God here. Those were the four words that I heard the Most High speak to your tongue. That's the interpretation that I got. God bless you, sir.
Bless you too, woman of God. Thank you for releasing that to us. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Yes, this is Sister Alba. As I was finishing praying and interceding, the Lord kept, you know, I wanted to go into a really high praise when I got through praying. And the Lord just kept showing me a bright light, a lot of light. It was just so bright and it was so powerful. It was just great light that, I mean, it was so bright it was just can blind a person. And as I was just thinking about that, as I was listening to you prayer and meditating and seeing what God was saying concerning the Lord showing me this light because it was so powerful. And he's just like, walk in that light. It is so bright. And then the Lord gave me the scripture about arise and shine for thy, in Isaiah 60 in the first chapter. Excuse me. He said, arise and shine for thy light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And as I was looking at that light, you know, I look out the window, hallelujah, and God is showing me this unusual darkness. I mean, it's daylight, but it's an unusual darkness
in the sky and outside. It's very unusual. The clouds are very gloomy and dark. And then the Lord, he said, this is because, he said in 60, in the second verse, he said, for behold, I mean, he really wanted me to see this dark, he really wanted me to see this darkness that is upon the earth. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, hallelujah, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And even as you were sharing about the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, we shall know them that our glory carries. Hallelujah, because the Lord will let us know there's a connection, there's a oneness in the spirit. And God said, the nations and the kingdoms that will not serve, hallelujah, the Lord shall, hallelujah, perish and be utterly wasted. Because we have kingdoms in this world that will not serve God because of all the things that they're doing to satisfy their flesh and gravitating to the things of wickedness and darkness and diabolical things that they're doing. But God said it's going to be all that won't serve the Lord is going to be utterly destroyed, perished, and wasted because the light is so bright. It's like it's like walking in the way of the light, walking in the pathway. God is going to give those an opportunity to see the light because it's so bright and it's going to rise upon us. Hallelujah. The light is going to shine upon us like the city set upon a hill. Hallelujah. That's giving light. So you can know which way to go. But darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And he also was sharing with me that he said, and so you know that the kingdoms of this world that won't serve him, they're going to perish and utterly be destroyed. And they shall know that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The kingdoms of this world is going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. I mean, everybody else is going to be destroyed that doesn't come and walk in this light that is rising, and they will be destroyed because God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It's a perpetual kingdom, and we have to walk in the light of his kingdom. And if we don't, we will be utterly destroyed, wasted, and perish from the face of the world. And that's what the Lord was sharing with me about that. And it was one other scripture I think he gave. He said, for the heart of this is in Acts. He gave me Acts 28:27. He said, for the heart of this people is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes the light, and hear with their ears the spirit, hallelujah, and understand with their heart the love of God, and should be converted, and I should heal them. So because they won't hear, see, have the heart of God, they won't be healed if they don't walk in this. Because if they do walk in that light and the love of God, the spirit of God, seeing what God is showing them, the light, then they, if they don't walk in it, they won't be healed. If they do walk in it, God will heal them. So that's what I received from the Lord today, prophet. God bless you all. Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else today?
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless you.
God bless you. As you was in tongue, prophet, I heard three words. And the first word was show, S-H-O-W, show. The second word was Santa. And the last word was hear my.
S-H-W, show.
S-H-O-W, show.
Okay.
And the second word was Santa. And the last word was hear my.
Show Santa and hear my.
Yeah.
How do you spell that word? S-H-A-N-T-A?
G-A.
Okay. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing that.
Amen.
Amen, Prophet. I just wanted to add, as I was hearing the Lord telling me, he said, remind the people that this light that I'm showing you is inside of us. He said, but I'm going to manifest it on the outside of us. He said, let the people know that this light that you saw after you was praying and while you was praying, it's on the inside. It's great and it's powerful. It's mighty. He said, but let the people know that I will be manifesting this light on the outside of them, and they will see the light. The people that are in gross darkness will see this light because it's going to shine out of us. That's all. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Prophet. Praise the Lord, everyone on the line. When you were praying in tongues, you kept saying "Yusukasa," and I heard the Lord saying that the Lord revealed to me you were saying you cover us, God, and move Satan out of our way, and that's exactly what God is going to do. Those that are truly His, He's going to move Satan out of the way, and as some others were saying when they opened up and spoke just now, and especially Zenger, Alva, God is going to separate the wheat from the tares. If you're not on His side, it's going to be known. You're going to be exposed, and it's going to be known, and He will do away with you if you're not doing in the South, if you're not doing what He called you to do. So He will cover His own, but if you're not, if you're living in darkness and you're not living in the light, it's going to be shown and you won't be done away with. Amen. God bless you all.
Bless you. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing that to us. Amen.
Yes, sir. Prophet?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? How you doing?
God bless.
Just Denise. Yes, sir. God bless. This one thing I just heard, someone gave you a word, and you spelled it back to them, S-H-A-N-T-A. That is my daughter's name.
S-H-A-N-T-A.
Yes, sir. That's Shantae's name. I believe she's on the line.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm here.
Bless you, woman of God. When we were praying, what was going on in your body?
You talking to me or Shantae?
Shantae, what was going on in your body, woman? Are you still there? Is she still on?
I don't know what happened.
Okay, I got to move on. I can't. We're on the live, so I can't hold up. When she comes back, she can come on. Thank you, Bruce,
yes,
woman of God, for revealing that to us.
Yes.
God will give things, and thank you for whoever shared that. God will give us, He will be speaking in names, and He will reveal things to us. That's what the interpretation is about, for two or three witnesses. That's why five, four is an important interpretation. Thank you for releasing that. I think that was Sister Gail.
I'm here.
I'm reading it now. It says, show Shanta. And then he's showing Shanta his way. You have to go his way. He is showing Shanta his way. He is showing her the way. Amen. She said three things. The three is the divine of God. So he's showing her his way and the divine will of God. Three is always connected to divine. So the divine things of God. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that. That's what brings the fivefold ministry together so everybody can speak collectively what the Lord is saying concerning matters. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for the release today. Amen. Anyone else?
This is how much. Prophet, this is her mother again. I'm not sure.
Yes,
sir. I'm not sure if she's got dropped or whatever, but there were many things she was going through that you prayed. And the enemy just, you know, was really heavy there. And I know it, she know it, but I don't know if she got dropped, because I know she would love to talk to you right now.
Amen.
Yes.
So we believe God has answered and you see,
yes,
whatever that is, that frequency and that realm, whether it's technology or her cellular device, we know God has spoken to her concerning these matters, and his will is going to be done. His will is going to be done. Because once God releases from a vessel, it is now in his hand. So he holds the authority. That's what he told King Jehoshaphat. You need not fight this battle. When God speaks to a vessel and he releases it, it's no longer in our hand. God is the one that will have it. But he said he need not fight this battle. This battle is not yours. It's mine. He made it personal. So when he said you won't have to fight with your hands, you're going to fight with your mouth, King Jehoshaphat appointed singers unto the Lord. He appointed those singers unto the Lord. Then the Lord used frequency to annihilate the enemy realm that they were in. And they went up against each other, the ambushment, to ambush each other. So you're watching the ambushment of the land. We bless the Lord today. Thank you very much, woman of God, for your obedience to releasing that. Because oftentimes people are afraid to speak or they second guess themselves. But where the liberty of God is, the presence of God is personified. So we bless the Lord for that on today. Thank you once again. We greatly appreciate you. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I bless the Lord for the saints of God on today.
Thank you, Father.
We receive the word of God. Hold on now, woman of God.
Go ahead.
Hold on. We bless the Lord. The word of God that came, you surpass God here. God took us into the spirit realm as he did in Daniel. When Daniel's words surpassed the enemy territory to reach the presence of God, so God would hear you. And when the angel came back, the angel said, we come for your word, because your words are in a hostile fight. Because you have to understand, strong men round, they try to stop you from releasing what God is saying to you and what God is trying to do. But when you hold on to that spiritual realm and you move through it, because the enemy agitates us, he makes us impatient, and he makes us don't see the results. Everything in the spirit realm is results of sound. We take the sound and we try to make it visual. But God is the one that controls the frequency. We speak it. So when we speak it from the realm, we speak it in the intellect so that God can create the dialect for us. And then the intelligence reaches us. And then we have the power to create the dialogue from the word. That's the power of the spirit realm of God. Because he's doing things in such a way that the believers are even being confounded themselves, because he's doing it for us in this season. You're watching. Everybody is giving their opinion. They're not giving the mysteries of the truth. Everything about virus and things that are going on, you notice it's based upon people's opinion and what they think, what they feel, what they heard, or in meetings. So you're watching chaos. Yesterday, chaos hit America. So everybody is fighting. The last election proved that nobody is going to control people than tell them what to take and what not to take. You ain't seen nothing yet. America is showing that they're not going to be forced to do anything.
that will cause them to take their rights away. So we in that time. That's why God has spoken today. Amen. Go ahead, woman of God. Come on in.
Amen. Bless you, Prophet, and those on
God
the line. Evangelist Teasley, one of your intercessors, the word that you gave us on earlier, as those who have prayed today. I was trying to make sense of something that only God can. But the violence that took place at that concert here in Texas, I caught a glimpse of that in the news. And then when you spoke about it, it started to make more sense to that smoke and the violence that had been taking place in the death in a child. I believe the number 9 kept coming up about a child that was 9 years old. And the Lord spoke to me that in birthing, there is also death, because there's a time where when someone's birthing, having a child, and then there's at the same time someone's also dying, and that he was moving in such a way in manifesting himself in the earth realm that he is bringing his spirit to the light as Evangelist Elva in every one of us. But in death, there will be life. In life, there will be death. And that is, we're not to fear. But the one thing that he is saying also is that we have to, it's just mandatory, that we begin to praise him in advance. We've heard that in so many ways, so many ministries, but I petitioned the people to praise him in advance, because the things he's releasing to us is sure. You're walking in his commandments. You're walking in his truth. He's going to bless those who are standing by him, and praise him in advance because it's done. It's already done. And
absolutely,
you know your heart is towards him. So praise him in advance. And that's where the song "In My Heart" came from on yesterday morning when he dropped it in my spirit for 30. And even on today, even in the scripture, bless his name. Tell him and honor him in advance. He also said that he is changing the times and the seasons, and he is removing kings and setting up kings, and he's given wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them and know that no understanding. He is also those who are kicking and fighting to get out of, that's being put out of office. They're kicking and fighting, trying to stay in office, that it won't work because he's going to move them. And he's raising up this new remnant. And this remnant will come forward. And there will be nothing to stop this remnant. This new voice, this new sound that's coming to the earth realm will move mountains in my name and do miraculous works in my name. And you will know that it is I who have done this. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.
And in a unique time, standing on both holy faith, that God is doing this. He's doing this. We are in transition. He's ushering the new leader to the forefront, and there's nothing the enemy can do to stop it, because we have stood the test of time. We've stood. We know our God, and we know his grace.
Yes.
Thank God for being
absolutely
part of the team. Amen. That's what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. 9, in life, in birthing, there is death. And that death is, he's moving things. He's moving that old dead, paltry, hard spirit out the way. And he's bringing life through death, spiritually and naturally. Amen. And intimacy is key to stay in that intimate place with him.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing that.
Well,
I receive it too.
Come on, for the release. Thank you for the release today. Hallelujah. Thank you for
Amen.
Yes.
Amen, Prophet. God bless you. Thank you, God bless everyone for life. As you were going forward in prayer, I just want to release what the Lord gave to me. As you were saying, Costa, the word Costa means dwelling, it's a house. And what the Lord revealed to me, he said, this is the year 5782, pay and bet, and it means the house. And God said, I'm looking for a house, not a building that was built with man's hands, but I'm looking for a dwelling place for my presence. And even as you were speaking about Casa and the frequency, the word that the Lord gave to me, he said, the vibration and the frequency of the houses, of my spiritual houses, must come up to a higher order, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And he said, this place is going to be established through intimacy and relationship with the Father. And God said, I am looking for spiritual houses to dwell in, for this is the hour of the house, and I'm coming for your houses. And God is referring to not only your spiritual, your physical, and your emotional house, because he's looking for a place to dwell in. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord released to me.
Thank you so much, woman of God. John 14 and 1 talks about the dimension realms when he talks about your father house. There are many mansions or the places. That word in the Greek, mansion, means place or space. He's speaking of the realm of the place or the space in us. And certainly at 57, the times of the year we're in now, it's a prophetic time that we're in. And that's just to remind us prophetically the timing that we're in based upon the timing of the Lord and the house of the dwelling place we must come, his spiritual house, a higher plane, a higher plane in God. Many people in this hour don't want to go higher because they allow religion to wear them down. God has taken us into a higher place and a higher realm. So we certainly definitely receive that we're, give me that the time 57, what, woman of God, again?
5782 is the Hebrew here that we're in, and it refers to the house. Beth means
yes.
The house, and so that's what the Lord was showing me, that this is the time for the house, the spiritual housing. He wants to build spiritual edifices in the earth. That is glory was dwelling.
Absolutely. Thank you for releasing that, because the Lord is speaking in that. Verse 2 of John 14, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. So this is the preparing realm. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. So we are in a pivotal time. He said, that where I am, and ye also will be. So we could be in that dimensional realm, in a spiritual thing, people of God. That's why I think several of us talked about the inner thinking of that God wants to take us into. So we certainly, that's the word from the Lord. And in the interpretation of what the Lord has spoken to us, in us, and through us concerning of the events in the arena. great kingdom leader, woman of God. Thank you so much. Yeah. Anyone else today? The Lord has spoken to you. A blessing God today, receiving his word for right now of the kingdom of God. Well, I bless the Lord today for you all in the prayer. The more we've been praying and seeking God's face, the more he's revealing to us. And thank the God, take the prayer that have been released to you, the heart, and tap in, because when you pray, it opens us up to the oneness of God, because we're all in one accord with the Father. We move into that realm of oneness with the Father, and the Father is bringing us into that place with him. But then when two or three gather, as a gathering in that realm. So he's taking us in there. And we bless the Lord today for the prophetic gathering in that realm, so that the people will know that the Lord has spoken and the Lord has released it to us. The time is this. So I bless the Lord today for his mighty hand being upon many of us and many of you on today. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, if you want a copy of the prayer today, all you have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio. Anyone that's listening in right now, if God has given you something for us, if it's a praise report, we give you opportunity to release your praise report now. You're listening in, and you have a praise report. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that. If the Lord is giving you a word for somebody else, now we're going to open up for that to be released right now. Anyone?
Yes, sir. This is Denise. This is the Denise again, prophet. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
While you were praying, I was feeling the Holy Ghost come upon me even stronger and stronger. And God was letting me know he was going into the bloodline and dealing with all kind of demonic forces. It wasn't just for me. It was about a generational, you know, curses and demons and things that have been in our bloodline. I was like, wow. And it was like, as the more you prayed, the freer I felt. I felt more liberty in Christ. I felt more of the anointing. I was like, what is it? I said, wow, thank you, Lord. So while I was feeling it, personally, I know my daughter go through a lot of health issues. When you asked her that's definitely where she goes through a lot of health issues. And so, again, thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for this ministry. This is like confirmation for us to know, because we're praying, where do you want us, Lord? Connect us to the right people. She's been through so many small ministries and been so hurt through the years. Yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
And he told me to get out the way, and you know how that could be for mothers. I tried. And he even said to me, when your mother and father forsake you, I'll take her up. I said, okay, Lord, I would just give her to him and go to bed, knowing she's going through constantly, over and over, and just let God deal with her. And she was kind of sad Sunday when you didn't give her a word. I said, well, let God. I said, because he's the type of prophet, he likes to be led by the Spirit, sweetheart. And I said, God trying to work patience with you. Just be patient. And she didn't say anything. That was before we got on the line today.
Yeah.
And
we have to be in a place in God as believers in the kingdom and non-believers as well. And I believe the man of God said that last week. You don't necessarily have to get an individual prophecy. The moment a leader opens his mouth to preach, prophecy is immediately released. And so we can take that word for ourselves. Oftentimes people need an individual word, but it doesn't always come in that way. It can come in the logos or a preached word to the masses. And in the body of Christ, the customs of many is to receive an individual word, and that's good, rightfully so. But when God loosed a word that he's given us over the last several weeks for the people, it is imperative that we take that as a prophetic word, because there's many things that the Lord is doing now. Sunday word was already prophetic. Letting go counts as something, was just a word by itself. Just hearing the word letting go, then in it counts as something that was prophetic or two. So we encourage people that when it's taught, all while I was preaching, if I never prophesied to the house, that was a word for the body. As one of the gentlemen said, the word was so powerful, the back of his head stood up. That was more than enough. We have to move from being prophetic junkies to men and women of God that's going to prophetically hear from God through a voice and the frequency of the men and women of God. I never want to get in God's way in anything in the kingdom so I can give a prophetic word, a prophetic message. That was a prophetic message for me who were there. Amen. So in that I faith them, however, I must be obedient to God. Amen.
Yeah, she actually, she did go back to some things in her past, and that word was for her. She was receiving. I knew there was something she did. I said, don't do it. She didn't listen, and so I know she opened some doors, and I told her that. Yes, sir.
Thank you, woman of God. Yeah. Appreciate it.
We thank God for you. And it's like giving us, it's like when you get to the point of hopelessness in this walk, a lot of people might want to, you know, feel like giving up. And then God brings you into our lives. It's like, what is going on? It's hard to even, it's like you still want to keep your guards up. You don't know for sure. God, is this you? You know, so you just,
well, just
you being you, but we didn't know you, and it's amazing.
Well, it's so amazing that the few want to keep their guards up. What about us that be the single one at the pulpit? So in the kingdom of God, the love of God is so personified that I believe it's Proverbs 4 and 24 that guard your heart. We have to guard our hearts by loving the people, because oftentimes in ministry like this, the pew never hear our side of the pit, of the support pit. So we give of ourselves. And I think because of being institutionalized by so many frequencies, we oftentimes don't recognize that our job as leaders and men and women of God is to be able to bring people out of what they're going through. And what people oftentimes call hurt is not the hurt from the church. It's really hurt from the world. And it's the way we give the shot to the people in the church. And sometimes that shot that we give oftentimes intensify what's already going on inside of people. And so because they can be so close to you, whether in a ministry, platform, arena, it's easy to target God's people as enemies when really the enemy is within us that we brought in that presence. And so many times people don't realize that. But we become victimized by pulpits
and victimized from the pew and really victimized from the world. The greatest doctors in the world always have an anesthesiologist with them, especially when it comes to the medical profession of operation. They have to know the anesthesiologist because the anesthesiologist must be able to stand with the apostles. The prophets are anesthesiologists. Their sound has to be so connected to a frequency that it will literally numb the pain of a person so that the apostolic flow can bring them back into the foundation of the kingdom. But because so many people who are considered anesthesiology, they don't know how to create the proper drip for the right shot. So therefore, they make the wrong moves, and you kill a person. And so many people have died because they went into prophets who did not understand how to deal with the anesthesiology of sound and frequency to bring them into understanding the techno of God. And if you don't understand that, then you will be able to give a body the wrong dosage. A prophet operates in the spirit realm that operates with sound, dosage, depths, and realms. So we have to flow in the spirit of God where our intellect, dialect, intelligence, and dialogue has to be so keen to God that it would be able to create the presentation. But we don't get our sound by seeing. We get our sound by hearing. And many people don't hear because they're too busy. If you're a busybody prophet, then your body cannot flow in the presence of the rhythm of God. Rhythmic tuning is very critical to us. So that's why when I speak of excellency, I speak of the spirit realm of how pure God is when he releases the word of God. So in saying that, it is important for those that are listening as well, too, to be able to know that in your excitement and in your greatness of motion, you still have to understand the level of the anesthesiology sound of God, because your word may be important and excited and great and it's right now, but that might not be for that particular person. And I'll say that because when an anesthesiologist takes you under, he takes you under on the table, not standing up. And when people are standing up, they're not really ready to be on the table for the delivery yet because they still want to continue to walk into sin. So the anesthesiology wants you to lay down so that God can go inside and give you the proper shot and kick you out. And so many prophets are speaking from the wrong realm. Not that they're not prophets, but they're speaking from a place of immaturity. And therefore, from that place of immaturity, you can give the person the wrong dosage. And that wrong dosage can kill them, or that wrong dosage leaves them open for pain that they're really not ready for. Because you can say to your daughter, I can say to my daughters and my sons and my children, don't go down this road, don't go down that street. And they're still going to do it because the curiosity of their mindset. So the curiosity don't work too well with anesthesia. Because when you get ready to give them a shot, they ask you, how many doses? Am I ready for this? I'm afraid. So God will pick the proper time to release the word of the Lord God. And even in the prophetic realm, of the prophet. God has many prophets right now in the cave right now. And they're in the cave, not hiding, but they're in the cave trying to determine the sound. Because when Elijah ran through the cave, God had to explain to him all that was going on. Yeah, the sound, if you go over there and you read the scripture, he kept hearing a different rumble in the sound. He said, I was not in it. He said, I was not in it. I was not in it. Because you hear different sounds. And people think God is in it. He's not in that sound. And many of you understand that, you know, when Elijah was in the cave and he got the devil's sound, he said, I was not in it. Then another sound, I was not in it. I was not in it. Yes. Because we have to understand sound. Frequency is very important. But the main dominance in the earth realm right now is literally the word corona and virus. Now Delta variant is being introduced to the people. And so therefore the people have to get past the corona disease. They already understand the corona beer in the city of Corona. They got to get past the sound of the disease corona so that they can operate in the presence of God. But if you understand the word corona, you got to understand it really means crown. It's the high halo of something. And then if you attach that crown to anything that deals with the psychic of the mind, then it takes the presence of God out of it because crown means the place of God, the crown. And so when you connect it with a virus, then that lets us know that 2021, 2022, 2023 is to break us out of the psychic tree, because you hear the word corona. Corona means crown. It covers the halo. And so you take corona and put it with a disease. Most people are now separating themselves from the crown of God to follow the disease. And so prophetic, I'm prophesying right now to some people, so you might as well question. You have to understand what was it all about. It was the separating the crown to create a disease. It was separating the crown to create a beer. It was separating the crown to create a city. So God is bringing his people back into understanding the crown of him and the place of him. As soon as Queen Elizabeth leaves and the things shift in the earth realm, you're going to see the dichotomy of many things like this. Because her husband died last year, April 9th, at 99 years old. You flip it over, whether you get 666 in the dimensional realm, and then you see the 4. So you understand what God is doing right now in the earth realm for human life. And people, everybody need a prophet in their life to explain that. That's why the government sent federal agents to my house to try to figure it out. They don't understand it. Now, if they paid me $20 billion, no, I'm just kidding, of course, no, never mind. But if you understand the earth realm and where it's at, you understand the plan of God. People that are trying to figure God out, it's not going to happen. That's why Isaiah 40 and 6 or 40 and 28, how thou not heard, hear the sound? How thou not heard, how thou not known that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not. There's no weary in what? There's no searching his understanding. See, they're trying to search his understanding. They're trying to search. God is not a research. He is what he is. He's the formula. He is what he is. So when you try to research something that is what it is, you try to change the dichotomy of human existence, and it would never happen. Yeah. Watch what God is getting ready to do in these next 2 months in the earth realm. Bless you on today. Well, bless you.
Thank you.
And I decree and declare the breakthrough for your life.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Anyone else? Matter of fact, woman of God, I don't know if I shared this with you before, but this is what I hear the word of the Lord God. And I believe I mentioned it before to you. I'm looking at this period of time, and like almost like 38 years ago, 28 to 38 years ago, God said, I'm changing. It's literally like I'm turning the station now. So many things concerning you and your daughter relationship that was strained, God is going to bring it back together, because the enemy had wiretapped the seed of you in the man, the seed of her father in you. So when the enemy wiretaps something, he calls confusion. Wiretappers are people that tap into data and information. So the wiretapping spirit that have tapped into the data of the conversation and relationship has caused many tensions from the home front. So ready to reverse some things for you. So the results are already in for the breakthrough and the reciprocity of what God is doing. You step back so God can step in. Stay at that distant place. God is going to do the rest. He's going to finish it. And you just finish this year strong. Finish the next month. Finish the month after that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Whew. It makes sense. Thank you so much. Jesus.
Yeah, bless the Lord. Anyone else while the prophetic realm is open? You better come quickly. God fix your life.
Hello, God bless you, Prophet, on today.
God bless you, woman of God.
Prophet, I just want to thank you for your prayers on that day when you prayed for healing of my lungs.
Yeah.
And as you prayed, you also prayed about my right foot. My right ankle. I was experiencing some discomfort in that foot, but I never said a word to you because I was concerned about my lungs and breathing. And when you mentioned my foot, my right foot, that the Lord said that it would be well, I said, wow, God is really speaking to this man of God. And Prophet, I didn't know that pain was going to manifest and the intensity would be so severe that I would not be able to bear weight on my foot and not be able to walk without the pain. But I thank God for you. I thank God that I trust that you are really hearing from the Lord, because that was not revealed to you. But because you prayed and you said that the Lord said everything would be okay, I didn't have to go seek any medical advice, because I trust your word and I trust the Lord for revealing to you. And I just want to say thank God, glory be to God, that today as I stand here without any medical intervention, just trusting in what God can do, I'm able to walk without any pain or any discomfort.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say thank you, Prophet, for being so real, for being so real. And I would continue to support your ministry. I believe in you, and I know that you truly hear from God. And I just thank you, and you are right. Everyone does need a prophet in their life. I didn't rely on medicine or the doctors, but just trusting in what you said and hearing from God. And God bless you on today, and just continue to be instrumental in the lives of others, and just continue to walk in the gift that God has blessed you with. And I thank you on today. God bless you, prophet.
Amen. Bless you too, woman of God. We receive the word of the Lord God, and the prophetic word when God said, the prophet spoke the word, and he said, at your word, he told the man of God, at your word, I take the word of God, at the word, or at your word. God is, right now, he's opened up the synergy of things for the men and women of God right now. And even as I'm speaking at this very moment, God is getting ready to release the element of surprise on his people. And his people are getting ready to, I don't want to use the word literally, because that's not even the word that even defines God. God has addressed a call to us. Now we're getting ready to see the results of the things we talked to the Lord about, even in the area of healing, because God has sealed the vault of demonic spirits that have been launched against our bloodline. Many people right now are, and I believe that's the woman that I've spoken about, the dates and the times, 5782, the house. Everything is coming back to us. So these ancient spirits know. They don't know the exact date, time, but they know that it's in that window. That's why I share the things of the window. So in this window that we're in, what belongs to us, they are coming back in an accelerated rate. So God's people are receiving the Ancient of Days blessing, but they're coming back and they're accelerating. And that's why these ancient spirits of the Nimrod and the Baals and the Balaam and these worshiping spirits are trying to snatch up what belongs to God's people. And so they're trying to affect the very substratum of our bodies and our minds. And so God is reversing things for the believer so he can bring us into the knowledge of what belongs to us for the right now. So in saying that, you're getting ready to see all of the winds of the momentum is coming in our favor, because the weight has been on many of us. So God is now weighing in the balance. He said something, the weight in the balance. He's weighing in the balance. So you're getting ready to see the things that God has spoken, decreed, and declared for your life is to come to pass in acceleration. I heard somebody on there said
somebody was, I think the previous lady was talking about, we don't know who to trust. See, in the weighing of the balance, God needs you to totally trust him. Because if you totally trust him, he will send the servant that you can trust. Because if he sends the servant now carrying the power and the oil of him, you will not believe that servant. So God won't waste precious cargo on people that don't believe into the presence of him. Most people's mind are set in the world system. So he's changing the dichotomy of how people think so that they will be able to tap into. That's why you see the world right now. Look at the government now. Look at the world. You see how everybody is fighting taking a shot, fighting now, and it's getting more heavier. See how the platform of the event shifted. God's not letting anybody get on platforms, arena, and stages no more and think they're going to breach him. He's breaking platforms down. So everything is happening prophetically, and we're watching it. So the rise of the next are already here. The rise of the next are already here. And so in the spiritual realm of things, because of who you are in the things of God, his power is moving over your life in those areas. And so everything that nests with your blood pours, in the word singular, blood, he's moving over those areas, and he's opening you up even now to this next, to this next, to this next. And I even see a wave right now. There's a prophetic wave moving around. And matter of fact, some people who have been desensitized, God is moving a prophetic wave over you right now. You're waving. You can feel it in the air. Wherever you're at right now, you can feel this wave. And this wave is waving that where the enemy tried to desensitize you from hearing and understanding is happening because of what's getting ready to manifest on your life. East Coast, we already in the 4 o'clock hour. Central time zone, you're in the 3 o'clock hour. Now those in the West Coast, you're going to see it by the 3 o'clock today. But the dimensional realm of God is manifesting itself for you. You're going to see the manifestation of many things getting ready to manifest on your behalf for the glory of God. He's doing it for you. So I decree and declare that the channel that you just turned to is a channel of the window of everything getting ready to be open. There will nothing in this dispensation of time. Nothing will be closed to you, woman of God. It will be open to you. God has opened up those. I see like you're going to walk in one door, another door. So as soon as you go across the first door, the next one will open, the next one will open, because you're going to walk into the doorway. God is going to give you those access to those things. So you can declare, decree, and walk in the manifestation of those things. So it's the power of God on your behalf. We bless the Lord today for the miracle working hand of God on you, in you, and through you. So you're breathing, your depth, width, and height of breathing, and the center of God, the synergy of God for your life today. So we bless the Lord for you, woman of God. We thank God and we celebrate what the Lord is doing in your next. Your tomorrow is your today. You're in it with greatness.
Amen. I received the word. God bless you on today, Prophet. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else today? Hallelujah.
Yes, hi, Prophet.
Yes, ma'am. We're listening.
Hi, was that someone else coming in?
No. Who is
this? Okay. This is Toy from California.
Yes, come on in, woman of God. You're in the West Coast. Come on in.
Yes, I am. I'm in the West Coast. Holy Spirit pressing on me to release this word. First, Prophet, I thank God for you, because you speak from a realm like none other, and the kingdom of God is blessed with your sound in this season, in this hour, in this forever. I thank God for that. But I'm going to read the word as God gave to me. He said, pay attention, daughter. Good son there. You will not lose your mind. I have seen you in your secret place. I have heard your cry. You will be rewarded for all what you left behind. I will console you. You are in well care with me. Not nothing nor no one will pluck you from me. You are taken care of. It is so. And also, as your intercessors, I bless their hearts. Bless everyone on the line. I love your intercessors. They heard the word hear. And God is letting us know that he's hearing us. And as I was flipping through this book last night, that's what he gave me. He gave me, it's a book full of his names. And one of his names is Elohim Shammah. And it says the God who hears. So he's hearing us in this hour. Even when we think he's not hearing, he hears us. And the scripture behind it was God heard their groaning, and God is, I'm sorry, Exodus 2:24, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. So God remembered his covenant with Prophet Levon, with Toya, with Tamika, and everybody on the line. So praise God. Thank you, Prophet, so much. I appreciate you, and I love you so much.
Amen. We love you, too, and appreciate you. And even as I was praying today and I was releasing the prayer, God began to take me into the ancient realm of the bloodline, of the tribunal line. I remember that. God just brought it back to my spirit. And as he was releasing the tribunal lines, he's going down into the tribe where there was violations of those tribes. And I even mentioned, I believe, the word, the Achan realm that have caused to bring cursed items into family bloodlines, into family. And a lot of times people don't understand how truthful and powerful that is, that you can bring certain kind of things into your house through people. In your house, the atmosphere will shift because those are items that are cursed items and will call a decor, whether it's a shirt, whether it's a garment, whether it's a shoes, whether it's an item, it affects. Study the Achan bloodline, what happened with Achan. When they came into the camp and all of these things looked beautiful, they was great, they thought they were going to keep them, it started causing Joshua to lose power and lose ground, and they even almost lost their life against the weakest of the army. It weakens your rhythmic realm. The reason I'm talking about rhythm today is because what's getting ready to happen, and this might make sense with people, it's just you got to be in this place to understand this. God is turning the waters from the water. So what you see is the water in the ground is going to be in the air. What you see in the air is going to be in the ground. So things are going to look like they're upside down, but really they're right side up. Because what God is doing, he has confused our enemies. But our enemies feel that they know. They don't know. And they have studied many of us so carefully that it confused them. So the studying of them, of their study of us, have caused them to lose their mind mentally because they can't figure out the design of God. So in the infirmament, if you ever look at Genesis, in the infirmament, from the infirmament, he talked about the waters from the waters. Then he went back to infirmament. There is a rhythm. Our body is watered, so it's a rhythm in us. And the rhythm in our body, is moving so to the realm of God now that it's taking the world by storm. So your sound and your frequency is so powerful. See, When people say about Jesus walking on water, he walked on the word. His body was already full of water because he was a man of fasting. So he was already in the realm of levitation, or what we would call the matrix of God, language barrier. So he understood intellect. He understood dialect, intelligence, and dialogue. He was literally sound in creation. So therefore, there was no limit to what he can do. He never gave himself to the enemy. He gave the body to the enemy.
His body was crucified. He never died. So therefore, in human existence now, many people, because of body, because we spend more time dealing with the external instead of the internal. If you tap into the internal, you don't worry about your body because this is flaw. That's why the book called Flaw for Favor. So to be able to touch, to tap into the things of God right now in the state is the realm of rhythm, rhythmic beat to the tune of the water that are many waters, in the depths of them, in the realms of them, in the frequency of them, in the channels of them. It's happening for the body of believers. That is why the illnesses in the land are rising at a high level, because people's body is not in the rhythm of God. Most people who understand kingdom-minded people, they're not suspicious because our rhythm are the same. They're discerning with the rhythm of God. So they know how to understand each other, direct contact. If I never touch you, I still know who you are in the body because of where God is taking us in the land. That's why in social media, we have to be very careful of sound that we pick up. I believe I also said something about glory cloud or the glory carrier. There's many people that have the form of godliness but don't have the power to be a glory carrier. The intelligence of God moves way beyond the intelligence of man. There's no match, period, to the creativity of God when he made us. So we have the power far greater than you could ever imagine. Demon spirits are against us